With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the People Station, V103, the ATL's number one for hip-hop and R&B. I am your lifestyle specialist, Kenny Burns. And ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special guest. Not only is he on top of the world right now with one of the most important shows during the pandemic, Versus TV, but he also, as we are remembering Aaliyah on the Kenny Burns show, is the one who crafted and perfected her sound. Ladies and gentlemen, Timbaland, give it up for Timbaland on the phone.
I'm here, my brother. I'm here.
So good to hear your voice, champion. Today we're remembering Aaliyah. We tragically lost her 19 years ago, and you made some of the most iconic music with her. What was that time like with this beautiful soul?
Man, it was the start of my career. You know, Aaliyah believed in my sound, believed in me and Missy as people, and as we, as creators, she knew we had something special. So Aaliyah's kind of like responsible for putting Timbo on the map. You know, she,
wow,
my little sister, you know, when I found out that tragic accident, I felt like, you know, the whole world stopped. Everything stopped.
Right.
Career, everything. I was like, you know, because she was the heart of my beats. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what do you do when you have no heartbeat? You know what I'm saying? So
wow,
it was a tough one. And I remember at the funeral, which I'll never forget, Jay put his hands around, you know, my neck and said, she's going to always be with you. You know what I'm saying? And he never lied. You know, through my whole career, I feel like she always kind of guided my spirit on what to do, what not to do. Of course, you make mistakes, but I feel like she was there.
Yeah, man, you are definitely blessed. She is still with you, brother. You know, I never forget hearing One in a Million. I mean, one of the all-time classic Aaliyah joints. But that entire album was phenomenal, my brother. What was it like making that record? Because I felt like from that record on, it was Lights Out Joe Jackson.
Well, that was like, it was the start of my career. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I made that album, me and Missy, we were just coming from, you know, being on our own, coming from under the Jodeci camp. And that was our first kind of like artist to do a sound that we developed from this crew called The Basement. Like, we used to have a crew called The Basement, and it was a sound that me and Missy developed. And Missy came to me and said, remember that style that we were doing in The Basement? I think we should get that to Aaliyah. I was like, for real? And it was like that double time kind of style. And I was like, yeah, that could be fresh. And so we kind of like, with her, me and Missy, it was like shaping who me and Missy was as a songwriting dual team. You know, Aaliyah was our like vessel to spread to the world. So working on that album was our breakout. You know, we had all this, we was young, we had fresh energy. You know how it is when you meet somebody fresh and hungry. You know, me and Missy,
yes,
was fresh, we was hungry. We had all this, we had this energy, we had this chemistry. And Aaliyah, she must have felt it through a song that we sent to her. Craig Coleman sent her a song. She liked the song, but she didn't like the lyrics. She liked the, she said she always wanted the person who wrote that song and did that beat. And then, you know, we came to Detroit, and that energy was so high, and she was like looking for a new, you know, going to another level herself. It was just lights out. You know what I'm saying? We didn't think about no sale. We were just happy. We didn't think about, you know, how big the record was going to be. We just happy that we're finally getting our just due.
I've been saying this for a long time, Tim. You are one of the greatest producers of our generation. You know, you brought that feeling. It's amazing to hear you say you and Missy were working on that formula in the basement and that double time and that double tap. Because, I mean, it's just been so uplifting and spiritual, you know what I mean, to hear you musically grow and make all these hits you've made, man. So I just want to give you your flowers, because not only was that the start for you, that was a start for a lot of us in a business that really wasn't teaching us. We had to learn by trial and error, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we figured it out, and you were a part of that soundtrack, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor. You know, that was just, you know, trying to get heard, you know, coming from Virginia, you know how it is. It's like, we were just happy that our music got out of Virginia and people started to notice. And to a girl at her status, it was like, wow, we really get to work. So, you know, it's amazing to watch God work in your life when you just, when you love something,
hey,
and you don't, it, and you don't have hidden agendas, but you just really just love doing the craft. That's why I tell a lot of people today, is like, we didn't think about a dollar or money. We thought about being heard and sharing our gift to the world, because we thought it was dope for us. We thought it was dope to us. We knew it would be dope to others. Others would like it. And just sharing your talent and helping people heal and bringing that feeling back and giving that energy back to the world, that was our, like, payday for us, you know, back then.